Welcome to Bytes and Batteries E-Mobility Podcast. Say hi to your hosts, Simon and York.
Der Bytes and Batteries Podcast wird dir präsentiert von den Klickleuten, deiner Online-Marketing-Agentur für E-Mobility. Sichere dir jetzt 20% E-Rabatt. Mehr unter klickleute.de/e-mobility.
Ja, hallo und ganz herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Bytes and Batteries, dein E-Mobility-Podcast. Hier ist der York, leider heute ohne Simon, und ich werde euch auch gleich erzählen, warum, mit einer kleinen Sonderausgabe. Meine Frau drückt mir heute Morgen mein Handy in die Hand und sagt, hast du mal auf dein Handy geschaut? Habe ich gemeint, nee, ich habe ganz andere Sachen gerade zu tun, ich muss mich beeilen. Hat sie gesagt, ja, würde ich aber mal machen, wenn ich du wäre. Dann wurde ich neugierig und habe drauf geschaut. Und was war drauf? Eine Nachricht von Björn Nieland von Tesla Björn, der mir eine Message geschrieben hat. Denn ich hatte vor gar nicht allzu langer Zeit, irgendwie vor einer Woche oder so, mal angefragt und habe ihm mal erklärt, was wir machen, dass wir ein Podcast sind, ein deutscher E-Mobility-Podcast, und gern mal ein kleines, kurzes Interview mit 5 Fragen mit ihm führen möchten. Hat er mir halt die Uhrzeit geschickt und meinte so, ja, kannst mich heute anrufen zwischen 12 und irgendwie 15 Uhr. Und ich war weder vorbereitet auf die Fragen, noch konnte der Simon jetzt, wie gesagt, so schnell hierher kommen. Und auch bei den Klickleuten hier im Geschäft haben wir einiges zu tun, also war gar nicht so einfach. Aber irgendwie haben wir es natürlich für euch möglich gemacht und jetzt auch mit Tesla Björn gesprochen. Ihr kennt ihn und werdet wahrscheinlich auch regelmäßig seine YouTube-Videos schauen. Wenn nicht, ist nur sehr zu empfehlen. Ein ganz cooler Typ. Und jetzt will ich euch gar nicht lange auf die Folter spannen und wünsche euch viel Spaß mit dem kurzen Spontan-Interview.
Hi Björn, it's great to talk to you today and thank you very much for the possibility. You did the Fortum Lada Tour at the moment and you're a busy guy and a busy blogger and YouTuber, and we are very happy to have you here in Bytes and Batteries Podcast. Today we have 5 questions for you, and if this is okay, I will start with the first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Björn, today you're a professional YouTuber with 150,000 followers, and you have a tight schedule every day. Is this still about fun, or your pleasure for driving, and or do you sometimes look back to the old days when you were doing the Nimba tasks?
Oh, actually, no, I really enjoy the situation today. It's I have so much more freedom to do these tests than to take these trips. Because before, I felt like I was held back by the Nimba task or the office job, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see. Simon, my podcast partner, and me—we were always talking about it. Is it still fun, and is it still a pleasure for Björn to do all the videos, or is it a lot of pressure behind it? This was always a point we were talking about.
No, actually, never. Because I really enjoy the driving, and every time I get to test a new car, you know, I'm so excited about it, and it's almost like the day doesn't have enough hours for me to drive and test and shoot video and do all this stuff. So I really, really never want to go back to an office job or that Nimber task. And I mean, that was also fun, of course, because it was driving, but it was still very time consuming and somewhat repetitive. I mean, it was, you know, it was taking time away from, you know, doing the fun stuff. Like yesterday, I took a 1,000 kilometer trip in the new Nissan Leaf, 62 kilowatt hour. And okay, it was very long, you know, I had some rapid gait, but I still enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, and I think you really bring this excitement to your audience and to your videos. It feels pretty real, and we really love it and watch you every day. And So you're also a great entertainer and the master of funny video thumbnails, I think. And you have a great sense of humor. Everyone feels it in your videos. So let's do the quick math. Which percentage of your success comes from your personality?
Oh, okay. Listen, based on my gut feeling, I think fairly high percentage. Maybe as high as 50%.
Not even more?
Okay, maybe more, but I think it's a mix of the personality and maybe the content and maybe how I present. Well, that's part of the personality, I guess, how I present the data or the video or the information, something like that. So, yeah, I would say, maybe some 50% or more, yeah.
Cool. And do you have to prepare yourself for being in front of the camera, or do you just be yourself?
Well, it depends. But I think that's the thing, because I'm being myself in the in front of the camera. I've always been like that, you know. So I guess when you watch other people's videos, it seems like they have to be more a formal way. You know, some of the big YouTubers, let's say, I'm always watching them. Marcus Brownlee, you know, that guy who reviewed phones, mm-hmm. and he's always serious about things. He's very professional, of course. He gets lots of views. His videos are tack sharp. He always looks fresh. But for me, you know, I can feel myself when I wake up in a car. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think it's also the authentic way you do your videos, and this is what the people love. So I think it's also hard to find a wife who's doing the tour life with EVs, isn't it? So if I talk to my wife and say, hey, I want to do an EV tour, maybe to Munich or somewhere else, she said, why? I said, yeah, because I want to drive. I love driving. And sometimes it's hard for her. So you found a wife who's doing all the YouTube stuff with you. And Emery also has a YouTube channel, is it right? A YouTube channel herself. So what is she doing in her YouTube channel?
It's about traveling. For now, it's mainly about traveling, just going visiting different places. Yeah.
So. Okay. And the charging infrastructure, besides Tesla superchargers, it's still a big problem in the most countries and often discussed even here in Germany. And you also test EVs on German motorways or the German Autobahn. How did you experience charging in Germany?
Well, I drove with a Tesla, so that's why it's mostly a piece of cake, you know. We have lots of superchargers on the route, so I really didn't have any problems with that one. I mean, I should try to take the same trip with an e-tron or something similar, you know, because then I will suddenly be forced to only go on whatever other sites. And actually, I got that impression yesterday when I took the trip with a Nissan Leaf, because that one is also a little bit more challenging because you have CHAdeMO plug. But anyway, you know, I experienced that. I got to a charger. There's only one fast charger there, and there was one guy with an e-Soul, and he was planning to stay there for another 40 minutes. So, you know, and that, I think that could be the reality some places in Europe, that you only have one charger, you arrive there with low state of charge, and you have no options to go to the next one. Fortunately, I had options. So, you know, it still needs more development of the charging infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I also saw some videos you on the German motorway with an I-Pace. How was the experience in Germany with the I-Pace charging? So Ionity and those stuff, I think it's not a Tesla supercharger, but Ionity is also developing fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, when I took the trip with the I-Pace, there was only one Ionity at Rue de Crou back then. For the rest of the trip, I had to depend on the 50 kilowatt fast chargers. And I actually felt that it was taking a long time. At each stop, I had to stop there for over an hour, you know. But when I took the trip with the eSol earlier this summer, then all the Ionity chargers were up and running, and it was, I mean, okay, these two cars can be compared, you know, in battery size and range somewhat. So it was almost like night and day. It was like driving a Tesla, you know. It mm-hmm. was just, you go to a site, and they usually have at least 4 or 6 fast chargers there. So you don't have to worry about, oh, do we have a free, I mean, are the chargers available there? Like I mentioned with the case with the Leaf yesterday, there most likely you will have one or several stalls available. So, and also they charge so fast. So instead of having to wait there 1 hour every time, you can just plug it in. And after half an hour, after you stretch your legs and have some food or something, check your email, then you're good to go. Yeah, so it's way, way better with the Ionity. Ionity makes, you know, makes the big difference. Yeah, and it's, and the, what I like about Ionity is that it's Europe wide. So unlike some other networks where you need Fastned app to access Fastned, and then you need Fortum app to access Fortum. You know, it's so fragmented. But Ionity is it's way better because it's all over Europe. Yeah.
Okay, and we always look in Germany. We always look to Norway, up to Norway, and think, yeah, they know how to do it. And look at the cells in Norway. Everyone is driving EVs and stuff. What is Norway doing different compared to other countries to convince people to buy an EV?
Well, it's just incentives. Yeah, they just give incentives, and then people will figure out about the incentives and they buy EVs. And of course, on the other hand, the other fact that we have fairly cheap electricity in Norway. So it's cheap for people to charge at home. But I think the main thing is that they have these incentives, lower the tax. And while we don't have any tax on import tax on cars, and we don't have to pay VAT for it, you know, and we don't have to pay toll roads, but you don't have that in Germany. But at least, you know, the lack of tax will make a huge difference. We saw that in Germany. Sorry, we saw that in Denmark when they had similar thing, and then they introduced the tax again, and nobody bought EVs suddenly.
I see. So it's not that the people are so super environmental friendly and like ecologic, so it's just about incentives.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, because the people, you can, I have to admit that probably more than 50% or maybe as high as, let's say, 70-80%, they don't buy an EV because it's greener. They buy it because of incentives or because of economical advantages. But after they get an EV, they become greener, just like me and many other people. I heard about this so many times. You know, after they bought an EV, then they suddenly realize how it is with the environment, and they realize how dirty the diesels are. You know, and they try to be greener in other ways. Let's say they buy other things that are electric, let's say electric lawnmower, or they try to cut down on emissions by, you know, not traveling too often. I don't know what they do, yeah.
So EVs are changing people's mind. It was the same with me, absolutely, how you described it. So, and if you had if you had one chance to convince a fossil car driver to buy an electric car, what would you say? Only one sentence.
I would say that the EVs today are as good as fossil cars.
Oh, this is good, because I think it's always a pain to switch. The people, they're interested. This is what we feel in Germany. They're interested, but they don't want to have trouble with the car. They want to sit in the car. They want to start the car. They want to drive, and they don't want to care for bad charging infrastructure or RFID cards and all the stuff. They just want to drive a car, and should be the same like before. And mm-hmm. I think this is good, and I think the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question, Björn. This is not a job interview, but where do you want to see the brand Tesla, Björn, and your YouTube channel in 5 years?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, 5 years is a very long time. Yeah. But I think I want it to be, you know, a fairly big brand. I want to have, hopefully within 5 years, I should have more than 1 million subscribers. So I can reach out to more people to educate them and maybe give them good entertainment also, you know, and give them advices about which cars you should buy and which you should avoid based on your own preferences, of course. So, yeah.
I think this is a good goal. I cheated. One last question. What's on the menu today?
When did they actually
fast food?
Yeah, you see, this is funny that you bring it up because many people they get because, you know, when I make videos, they see just one viewing angle, one viewport from it of my life, and many people they make assumptions based on that. So they think that I only live on fast food, that I'm driving all the time, but I'm actually home right now. You know, I have my away time, and then I have my home time, home period. And the same for food, that when I'm on the road, I might just resort to some fast food, bratwurst, whatever. But at home, I try to eat healthy. I eat salad, I eat homemade food. And today I will prepare some sticky rice. Yeah.
Sticky rice is great. yeah, I think this is also very important because people they just see a little piece of your life and how you said they sum it up and said, oh, let's do the Tesla Björn diet. Friends of me we always say it, let's ride the EV and get some fast food. But for sure this is just when you're on the road. Yeah, it's not your real life at home. Okay, Björn, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and I think it will be very funny for me if I watch your videos today after work and have talked to you now. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So keep up the good work for the EV community, and I'm very looking forward to see the 1 million followers drop in 5 years or maybe in 1 or 2 years. So.
Yeah.
Have a great day and thank you very much.
Oh ja, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
So, das war das Interview mit Björn Nyland, also known as Tesla Björn. Und ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen, so einen kleinen Einblick zu bekommen. Ich habe ja auch vorhin erklärt, warum das Interview recht spontan stattgefunden hat und dass ich mir quasi zwischen Tür und Angel einiges überlegen musste, was ich ihn denn frage. Und auch vielen Dank an die Community, denn über Instagram habe ich heute Morgen auf dem Weg zur Arbeit ein kleines Live-Video gemacht aus der Zoe raus und habe da auch Feedback von euch bekommen und die Fragen dann hier gerne mit integriert. Ja, entschuldigt bitte mein Englisch, aber ich war auch generell, auch wenn ich kein Native Speaker bin, das kommt noch dazu, war ich doch auch ziemlich aufgeregt und ich wusste wirklich nicht, ob das jetzt wirklich der Björn ist. Aber er war es leibhaftig und hat uns alle Fragen beantwortet. Ich denke, vom Content her auch gut rübergebracht und ihr habt gemerkt, er ist es tatsächlich. Ich bin ein riesen Fanboy und ja, wir hoffen, dass euch das kleine Interview hier gefallen hat. Bleibt uns gerne treu bis zur nächsten Podcast-Episode. Abonniert uns auf iTunes, also bei Apple Podcast, auf Spotify, Google Podcast und Co. Und wir freuen uns auch immer total, wenn ihr uns eine Bewertung da lasst. Macht das gerne auf iTunes, da würden wir uns wirklich, wären wir wirklich super, super happy. Liebe Grüße auch stellvertretend hier für den Simon und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao.
Der Bytes and Batteries Podcast wird dir präsentiert von den Klickleuten, deiner Online-Marketing-Agentur für E-Mobility. Sichere dir jetzt 20% E-Rabatt. Mehr unter klickleute.de/e-mobility.